Ramblings with Claire Balding is produced by Karen Greger. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency, 1725 on Saturday the 27th of December. There are warnings of gales in North Utsira, South Utsira, Fisher, Jermyn Bight, Portland, Plymouth, Lundy and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midday. Low Trafalgar, 1,003, slow-moving, filling 1,007 by midday tomorrow. High Faroes, 1,048, dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north 5 to 7, backing northwest 4 to 6, fair, good. North Utsira, South Utsira, northerly or northwesterly, 7 or gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in South Utsira, fair, good. 40s, northeast 5 to 7, backing north 4 to 5, fair, good. Cromarty 4th, Tyne, northeast 4 to 5, backing north 3 or 4, fair, good. Dogger, northeast 5 or 6, backing north 4 to 5, fair, good. Fisher, north 6 to gale 8, backing northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, fair, good. Jermyn Bight, north or northwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5, fair, good. Humber, Thames, northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Dover, White, northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, east or northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, fair, good. Biscay, east 4 to 6, fair, good. Fitzroy, northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, showers good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, east 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Lundy, showers good. Irish Sea, east or northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, fair, good. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, east 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers in Shannon, good. Hebrides, Bailey, east or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Fair Isle, northeast, backing northwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Faroes, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 4 to 6, showers later, good. And finally, southeast Iceland, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. And that's the end of the shipping forecast. Now, what's the weekend weather up to? In the studio is Ben Rich.
Arlene, thank you very much. Good evening. The weekend weather actually looking fairly quiet, a continuation of what has been a quiet few days of festive weather. But quiet doesn't always mean sunny. And actually, through tomorrow, we are going to see a lot of cloud around, some sunny spells. But that cloud has been rolling in from the northeast during today. It will continue to affect many areas of the UK overnight. So large swathes of England, Wales, Northern Ireland's turning pretty cloudy through the night. It could be quite misty and murky over some of the hills, and there could even be the odd spot of drizzle. Now, southern and eastern parts of Scotland will also see a fair bit of cloud, but up towards the northwest of Scotland, it looks like the cloud will break up to some extent to give some clear spells through the night. That will allow for a touch of frost. In fact, parts of the northwest highlands could get down to minus 6 or minus 7 Celsius, but more generally across the UK, temperatures holding just above freezing as we head into Sunday morning. So for England and Wales, tomorrow will be a mostly cloudy day. Still the odd spot of drizzle where the cloud is at its thickest. The best chance of sunshine for western parts of England, West Wales, and perhaps the far southeast later in the afternoon. For Northern Ireland, quite a lot of cloud around, that cloud coming and going, so some sunny spells at times. And then for Scotland, eastern and southern Scotland staying quite cloudy through the day, but northern and western Scotland should see the best of the sunshine and temperatures tomorrow between 4 and 9 degrees. As we head into Monday and Tuesday, it looks relatively quiet. Quiet weather for Wednesday as well, perhaps just turning a bit more unsettled for the start of the new year.
Thanks, Ben. At 6.15, there's still plenty of festive energy left with Stuart McCooney and guests in the Loose Ends studio. Taskmaster champion Maisie Adams tells us how she got in touch with her previously hidden competition demon on the show. And that's followed by tonight's profile on the British man Carl Bushby, who's been walking around the world since 1998. But before that, here's Lauren Laverne.
There I was.